All right, it's that time. We'll let Alex lead off.
I get to go first. To the NFL franchise in Washington, D.C., I ask,
what are you doing?
We say it that way to avoid saying the name of their mascot, but in this case, the city in which they play has everything to do with it. Dan Snyder, clown jester of the East Coast chapter of NFL franchises, decided his team needs a new stadium. So he hired out a Danish firm to design something for him and felt so good about it that he unveiled the new design for the future of NFL stadiums on 60 Minutes. On first glance, I can tell you it looks like a soccer stadium. The outer sloping walls that wave around the outside of the stadium are for some reason orange. And wave was a good word to describe the walls because for some reason, Bjark Ingels Group, or BIG, decided that the stadium needed a moat outside of it. Literally, a large man-made body of water surrounds the stadium. Franchise later released a concept image of what the water would look like, and it literally had one surfing around the stadium. A person couldn't even begin to describe how ludicrous it is to have surfing outside the NFL stadium in the fall and winter of one of the coldest regions in the country. The image also featured people rock climbing the side of the stadium. I mean, beyond the fact that no one would ever do that unless Dan Snyder paid them, and I wouldn't put it past him to do that, I'm pretty sure there are anti-terrorism laws that say you can't scale the side of an NFL stadium on game day. Needless to say, their fan base, not really fans of it, and they blasted them on social media. Just when you think Dan Snyder can't surprise you, we get this, as I ask.
What are you doing?
Never think that there's a ceiling when it comes to slime balls, ever. To fans of Monmouth, South Carolina, Florida, St. Mary's, and the others left out of the dance, I ask.
What are you doing?
Aw, you got snubbed. Only 68 teams get in. Did you win your conference tournament? No. Did you win 25 games? No. Did you lose to teams who weren't even in the dance picture? Yes. Did you lose that idiot game to Canisius or Army? Lose at home to Alabama? Then after beating a crappy Georgia team, lose your next four? Did you play in a Mickey Mouse one-hit conference like the WCC? That's why you're watching. If you were unable to present an adequate resume to make this field, that's a you problem. Stop worrying about Joe Castiglione's preference for RPI and buy a
Today,
mirror as we ask. What the hell is that broad doing here?
What are you doing?
Honestly, man. To Stan Kroenke, I ask.
What are you doing?
This is apparently Alex call out NFL owners day on what are you doing. Stan Kroenke recently moved the Rams from St. Louis to Los Angeles. Beyond the fact that LA has historically been a terrible football town and that he screwed a loyal community out of its NFL franchise, Kroenke was recently caught trying to screw over his own players. When the Rams moved from Missouri to California, it meant they needed to change the contracts of their players to reflect the new labor laws they were moving into. And there's a pretty stark difference between how the states treat workers and employers. Suffice it to say, Missouri is number one in terms of workers' comp pay. California is number one in the country. So knowing this, the Rams tried to sneak one by the goalie and handle their current contracts under Missouri laws while all of their players and employees would work in the state of California. The NFLPA called them on their crap, told them to change the language in the player contracts, essentially. This was Kroenke screwing over a community, forcing his current players and employees to relocate across the country, but then trying to take advantage of pro-employer laws he left. Dude, you are a scumbag, as we ask.
What are you doing?
All right, so in a rarity, I've got a soundbite ready to go because to John Calipari, I ask.
What are you doing?
And...
year it's top 50 wins. Last year it was road wins. 2 years ago it was RPI. It's a moving target. Instead of making it, this is how we're going to rate these teams.
Look, I agree the selection committee can be inconsistent, but with Cal and Kentucky, yeah, you guys hardly get noticed or any favorable treatment. The SEC, by the way, the weakest power league. You got one more team in than the Missouri Valley and the same as the A-10. The fact you got a 4 and Texas A&M a 3 was kind of a gift. Wildcats, I think, were seeded based on tradition as a blue blood. Look, the rant was funny, I'll give you that, but hearing any whining about anything from Lexington involving college basketball is a joke, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, from a coach who doesn't have to worry about academics, essentially.
Right, right,
like,
right.
Please stop complaining about anything at all. To Landon, A baby in the Kings halftime race, I ask.
What are you doing?
If you missed it, it's the cute thing SportsCenter has been showing today and yesterday from Sunday's Kings game against Utah. I mean, pretty much anything is better than highlights of Jazz Kings, but at halftime of the game, the Kings had a baby race, like baby babies. So a group of parents set down their kids and egged them on to crawl as fast as they could to win something from Kaiser Permanente. No clue what they sell, but whatever. So quickly, it was a two-horse race. Two full race? I guess it would be a two-full race.
Wow.
Between Gemma and Landon. Neck and neck down the stretch. Then they literally get to the mid-court line, and Landon's race comes to an end. Because Landon, Steve, rolled over and fell asleep. Gets tired, rolls over, and falls asleep. Well, I can relate to him. You gotta push through, man. You're battling for the supremacy of the male species here. You can't literally roll over and give up midway. Show some pride, by the way. Has anything ever better represented the Kings as a franchise than a literal crying baby rolling over and quitting mid-race? As we ask.
What are you doing?
Boy, a baby named Gemma. Sons of Anarchy fans much, you think?
A little bit.
All right, to NFL.
By the way, that's not a good thing.
I know.
Naming your baby after that character.
Her.
Hey, yay, yay.
Well, it ended well. To NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy, I ask.
What are you doing?
So yesterday, a member of the Goodell Idiot Patrol actually said something that showed understanding, compassion, and was not directly related to generating more revenue so Commissioner Domestic Violence could pocket more salary.
You asked the question is whether I thought there was a link, and I think certainly based on Dr. McKee's research and a number of retired football players.
NFL Senior VP Jeff Miller said research from a prominent neuropathologist and McKee certainly provided a link between CTE and playing football. Today, McCarthy releases a statement backtracking about speaking to the state of the science. The research revealed 90 of 94 players studied had evidence of CTE. Sounds science-y enough for me, as we ask.
What are you doing?
The depths to with which people will go.